I'm Bassam Kantar, the brother of the longest held Lebanese detainee in Israeli prison, Samir Kantar. The case of my brother is now quite a little bit famous because the Israeli cabinet during the last exchange operation between the Lebanese resistance and the Israeli government, the Israeli cabinet considered that such a swap will never get a confirmation from the captain and the cabinet, except if the Sharon will accept to cancel the name of my brother from the whole operation. So this led for his case to be more and more well known now. He was part of the Palestinian resistance against Israel since the 70s, and he led a military operation in southern Lebanon. And during that operation he was imprisoned, and the court settled him for an imprisonment of 542 years and a half. So his life sentence, he got a five life consecutive life sentence, and they added for it 47 years of detention. So the whole amount of this trial was 542 and a half years. There is three which are very well known situation are very one of them is my brother, mm-hmm. and also another guy who's called Yahya Skaf. He's from North Lebanon. The Israelis are saying that he is not there, but the family is saying that a lot of ex-prisoners saw him. So until now Israel didn't give a clear answer about his situation, but the Lebanese government and also us, the families, are considering him a prisoner. And also there is a case of another guy who was living in Israel as an Israeli citizen, but he's from a Lebanese background, and he was imprisoned in 2003, and later the Israeli court considered him linked to Hezbollah, and they cancelled his Israeli nationality, and now he's again a Lebanese guy. So also he was added to the list. His name is Nassim Nasr. Also in our records, we are considering that there is a 250 missing. The Lebanese official committee, which is investigating the case of the missing Lebanese during the war, the families reported that 250 families reported that their beloved maybe have been kidnapped or transferred to Israel to Israel by Lebanese militias, especially the Lebanese forces. Such stories have a very good proofs, because five ex-detainees were released from Israel, and they said in their testimonies that they were kidnapped by the Lebanese forces, and later the Lebanese forces transferred them from Junie port to Tel Aviv, and later they were kept as hostages for trade in the Israeli prisons. So we are considering also that the 250 and missing Lebanese, we are considering them alive until the Israelis will prove that they are not there. The Israelis are saying we don't have more them, but also there is a lot of reports about a secret Israeli prisons that the ICRC cannot visit them. And also there is a good proof about the secret prisons in Israel, because Mustafa Dirani and Sheikh Abdul Karim Abed, the two ex-prisoners and the two leaders in Hezbollah group, were kidnapped from their homes in Lebanon, and they were transferred to Israel to secret prisons, and until now they themselves don't know where they were for 17 years. So the ICRC didn't visit them in the whole process of their detention, and also this is a good proof that maybe there is others who are there and the Israelis keeping them as a hostages.
أنا لا أريد أن أفاخر، ولكن الحقيقة أن حزب الله الآن هو أكبر حزب سياسي في لبنان.
I don't want to brag, but in reality, Hezbollah is the only أكبر قوة. It is the largest political party in Lebanon.
طبعا يعني على حجم لبنان.
Of course, in a relative manner.
بالنسبة للأحزاب والتيارات السياسية الأخرى يعني.
In comparison with the other parties and other political organizations.
الدور الثاني هو ما يرتبط بالجنوب.
The second role is the one that has to do with the south. South
وهذه
Lebanon.
نقطة الخلاف المركزية مع الإدارة الأمريكية.
And this is the central point of a disagreement with the U.S. administration, الإدارة.
سنة 1978 تعرفون إسرائيليون دخلوا إلى جنوب لبنان.
You know that in the year 1978 the Israelis invaded South Lebanon.
مجلس الأمن الدولي أصدر القرار 405.
And the UN Security Council issued or passed the resolution 425.
طلب من القوات الإسرائيلية أن تخرج فورا من لبنان.
They requested that the Israeli forces immediately withdraw from South Lebanon.
لم ينسحب.
And the Israelis did not.
بل في سنة 1982
on the contrary in the year 1982
اجتاحوا المزيد من الأراضي اللبنانية
they invaded more Lebanese territories
واحتلوا العاصمة بيروت
they even occupied the capital Beirut
يعني السيد شارون كان وزير الدفاع وقت
Mr. Sharon was the defense minister then
من 78 ل 82 لسنة 2000 لم يفعل المجتمع الدولي شيئا لإخراج إسرائيل من لبنان.
Between 1978-1982 up till the year 2000, the international community did nothing to have the Israeli occupation forces out of Lebanon.
ولم يفعل شيئا لمنع اعتداءاتها على لبنان.
Nor did it, meaning the international community, do anything to prevent its aggressions on Lebanon.
كان في قرار اسمه 425.
There was a resolution called 425.
كان محطوط من.
But it was put on the shelf.
نحن اللبنانيين توكلنا لمصيرنا.
We as Lebanese were left to face our fate.
لبنان بلد صغير.
Lebanon is a small country.
ضعيف.
Weak.
جيشه قدراته متواضعة.
Very humble army, an army with very humble capabilities.
والأسوأ من هيك إنه كمان شعبه ممزق بسبب الحرب الأهلية.
What is worse is that the people is torn as a result of the civil war.
في مقابل أو في قبضة أقوى جيش في منطقة شرق الأوسط.
And face while facing the strongest army in the Middle East, meaning the Israeli army.
ليس فقط المجتمع الدولي بالتحديد أمريكا لم يفعلوا شيئا.
Not only the international community and specifically the U.S. administration did nothing.
حتى مثلا جامعة الدول العربية.
There is also the Arab League.
منظمة المؤتمر الإسلامي.
The OIC, Organization of Islamic Countries.
ما حدا كان عم يعمل شيء.
Nobody did anything.
نحن مجموعة شباب لبنانيين أخذنا قرار إنه بدنا نقاوم الاحتلال.
We are a group of Lebanese youth. We took the decision that we need to confront and resist the occupation.
المقاومة التي أنشأناها نحن.
The resistance which we have established.
عندما بدأنا بها
when we started with it
كانت عمر أنا كان عمري 22 سنة
I was our ages is talking about the ages of the young men who took part in this I was 22 years old then
أكبر شخص فينا كان عمره 27 سنة
the oldest among us was 27 years old
لأنه اللي كانوا فوق 30 سنة
because those who were over 30 then
كانوا بيعتقدوا أنه لا يمكن الحق الهزيمة بإسرائيل.
Believed that it was impossible to defeat Israel.
كانوا بيعتبروا أنفسهم عقلاء.
They believed, viewed themselves as sage, as wise people.
نحن كانوا يعتبرونا شباب مجانين.
And they viewed us or considered us as the crazy youth.
فكانت مقاومة مدروسة ومخططة و.
So it was the resistance that was.
تعرف ماذا تفعل.
Really knowing what it did, it took its steps after examination after.
لديها استراتيجية واضحة وسياسات واضحة وطريقة عمل واضحة.
It had a clear strategies, a clear ways of working, of taking actions.
خلال ثلاث سنوات فقط يعني من 82 لل 85 نحن وآخرون كنا عملوا فرضنا على الجيش الإسرائيلي أن يخرج من بيروت وصيدا وصور والنبطية وجبل لبنان مهزوما بلا قيد وبلا شرط.
We, besides others who worked in the resistance, after 3 years imposed on the Israeli occupation army to withdraw from Sidon, you know, a part and large part of the Lebanese occupied territories. But not full withdrawal, huh? Parts of.
وكان هذا هو الانتصار الأول.
That was the first victory.
وهذا زاد القناعة حول المقاومة أنه نعم يمكن الحق الهزيمة بالإسرائيليين.
And this added to the conviction or to the being convinced about the resistance that it is possible to defeat the Israelis.
والذي فعل ذلك ليس جيشا عربيا.
And those who did that were not an Arab army. Meaning those who defeated Israel.
مجموعة من الشبان.
An Arab army. They were a group of young men.
الشجعان ولكن أيضا الذين يعملون بدقة.
But those who work in a precise and accurate manner.
لل 85 لل 2000
between the years 1985 and the year 2000
نحن استمرينا في المقاومة.
We went on with the resistance.
حصلت مثلا مزاوة قانا.
There was for example the Qana massacre. You heard about that.
مجلس الأمن الدولي.
UN Security Council did not condemn the Qana massacre
بسبب الفيتو الأمريكي.
Due to the US veto.
يعني المجتمع الدولي تجربتنا كلبنانيين المجتمع الدولي أنه لا يحمينا واحد.
In other words, our experience with the international community. First, it does not protect us.
يعني لا يمنع الاعتداءات الإسرائيلية على لبنان.
Meaning it does not prevent Israeli aggressions on Lebanon.
وبعد الاعتداء.
And even after the aggression takes place.
هو لا يدين المعتدي.
They do not even condemn the aggressor.
بل يدين الضحية.
On the contrary, they condemn the victim.
ويعتبر أن من يدافع وهابيا.
And regard those who defend themselves as terrorists.
هذه هي المشكلة الحقيقية بيننا وبين الإدارة الأمريكية.
This is the real problem between us and the U.S. administration.
من 2000 إلى 2005 اليوم.
نعم. Between 2000 and 2005.
أنتم تشاهدون نحن في الجنوب لا نفتح جبهة.
Been seeing this in the south. We do not open fronts. We don't open a front.
الحدود منذ 2000 إلى 2005 هي حدود هادئة.
And the borders between 2000 and 2005 have been calm.
نحن حزب الله نحن قلنا نلتزم بتحرير كل شبر من الأرض اللبنانية المحتلة.
Now we said, as Hezbollah, we commit ourselves to liberating every inch of Lebanese territories that is under occupation.
لكن أنا لا أقول هذه أرض لبنانية أو ليست لبنانية.
However, I don't say this territory is Lebanese or not.
كمقاومة.
As a resistance.
الحكومة تقول.
It is up to the government to determine this.
الحكومة إذا قالت لم تعد هناك أي أرض لبنانية محتلة. أنا ليس عندي مشكلة.
If the government says that there are no longer the Lebanese territories are under occupation, I have no problem with this.
يعني أنا لا أبحث عن ذريعة أو حجة.
In other words, I'm not looking for a pretext or a justification.
نحن صادقون بأننا لا نريد أن يبقى شبر من أرضنا اللبنانية تحت الاحتلال.
We are sincere in saying we do not want any inch to remain under Lebanese inch to remain under Israeli occupation.
النقاش اليوم حول مزارع شبعة. نحن لا علاقة لنا بهذا النقاش.
Now we have nothing to do with the discussion, the current under the discussion that's undergoing underway today concerning the whether the Shibah farms are Lebanese or not.
أنا قلت الحكومة اللبنانية الآن إذا تعلن أن المزارع شبع ليست لبنانية أنا أتعهد بوقف العملية.
I said this publicly. I said this publicly. Now if the Lebanese government says that the Shibah farms are not Lebanese, I wouldn't have anything shot there or any operations carried out there, meaning resistance operations.
المسألة الأهم في جنوب لبنان هي حماية لبنان.
The most important issue when it comes to South Lebanon is the protection of Lebanon.
نحن ليس لدينا أي ضمانة أن إسرائيل لا تعتدي علينا.
We have no guarantees whatsoever that Israel will not launch aggressions on us.
وجود المقاومة في الجنوب حتى الآن
the presence of the resistance up till now in
South Lebanon شكل وادعنا
have been a deterrent.
الإسرائيليون يعملون حساب ردات فعلنا
and the Israelis take into account our reactions or retaliations.
لا تصغوا إلى كلامي. أنا أنصحكم أن ترسلوا أشخاص منكم أو محايدين يجولون في القرى الجنوبية الأمريكية.
Don't listen to what I'm saying. Go to the border villages in South Lebanon and listen to what the people say there.
سيقولون لكم
they'll tell you
منذ 1948 يعني قيام دولة إسرائيل
since 1948 meaning the establishment of the state of Israel
العام 2000
up till 2000
نحن لم نشعر بيوم واحد بالأمان في هذه المنطقة.
We have never had one day of security or stability, meaning feeling that we are safe in this region.
يعني 52 عاما.
That is for 52 years.
لكن في هذه السنوات الخمس.
However, in these five years, meaning 2000-2005,
نحن نشعر بالطمأنينة والثقة.
We have had a feeling of reassuredness and confidence.
من الذي أعطاكم هذه الطمأنينة والحماية؟ سيقولون حزب الله. ولذلك في الانتخابات في جنوب لبنان نحن حصلنا على أرقام مذهلة جدا يعني.
That's why in, during the elections in South Lebanon we got astonishing figures of votes.
يعني ما يقارب ما يزيد عن 90% من أصوات الناخبين.
Nearly over 90% of the votes of the people.
في الوقت الذي هذه مشاعر الناس في جنوب لبنان.
As these are the at the time when these are the sentiments of the people in the south.
تأتي الإدارة الأمريكية لتضغط على الحكومة اللبنانية من أجل نزع سلاح حزب الله.
The U.S. administration comes to pressure the Lebanese government to disarm Hezbollah.
السلاح الذي يرى فيه الناس أنه يدافع عنه.
The arms. Meaning the arms that they want them removed or taken are those that are viewed by the people as the source of reassuredness.
وأنه وسيلتهم الوحيدة لحمايتهم من إسرائيل.
And their own, their only means to protect themselves from Israel.
أنا اعترفت علنا نحن لدينا قوة صاروخية مهمة جدا في جنوب لبنان.
I said it publicly. We have a very important rocket fire, missile fire in South Lebanon.
ونستطيع أن نضرب بدقة أهداف كثيرة جدا.
And we can precisely hit large amount of targets.
والإسرائيليين لا يستطيعون فعل شيئا.
And the Israelis can do nothing.
نحن لسنا جيش كلاسيكي.
We are not a classical army.
هنا قوتنا.
This is the point of our strength.
هم لا يعرفون أين هي هذه الصواريخ.
They do not know where these missiles are.
وأين مخازنهم؟
Or their storage, where are they being stored?
وأين منصاتها؟
Or their platforms.
وما هو حجمها ونوعها؟
Or their sizes or their types.
وما هي الأهداف التي يمكن أن تصل إليها؟
These missiles can hit.
هذه السرية هي جزء أساسي من قوتنا.
This secrecy is a large one of the major elements of our strength.
اللي ب 96 صار حرب.
In 1996, there was the Grapes of Wrath war.
يوم مزّوت قانا.
When the قانا massacre took place.
في جنوب لبنان الطائرات الإسرائيلية تسيطر على السماء 16 يوما.
In the Lebanese, South Lebanon's airspace, airspace, the Israeli warplanes and drones controlled that airspace for 16 days.
طائرات الحربية.
You have warplanes.
Helicopters. استطلاع.
Drones.
حتى أي سيارة كان يضربوها.
Even they hit any car that was moving in that region.
وتعرفهم بيصوروا يعني الطائرات تصور أي هدف تضربه.
They have cameras. They can shoot the images of any car moving.
كان وقت شيمون بيريز رئيس وزراء.
And then Shimon Peres was the prime minister.
بعد الحرب أنا تحديت شيمون بيريز أن يظهر فيلم واحد أنه قصف لنا منصة صواريخ واحد.
After the war was over, I challenged Shimon Peres publicly to just show one film. He said before that they were have filming everything. I challenged Peres to show only one film in which he shows that they had, meaning the Israelis had, one platform that belonged to us.
لأنهم لم يضربوا ولا منصة واحدة.
Because they were
unable to hit
even one platform.
هذا يرتبط بطريقة عملنا أيضا. ولذلك إسرائيل تعمل لنا حسابا كبيرا. نحن لا نريد من خلال هذه القوة في جنوب لبنان أن نوجد حرب في المنطقة.
Through the presence of this force, our power, our force in Lebanon, we do not want to have, we don't want to cause a war or to launch, wage a war in the region.
لكننا نريد أن ندافع عن بلدنا.
We simply want to defend our country.
إلى أن يأتي اليوم.
until the day will come
الذي لا يحتاج فيه بلدنا بلدنا إلى حماية
in which our country does not need protection.
حينئذ سنعود إلى مدارسنا وجامعاتنا وعملنا السياسي.
And then our young men and we ourselves will return to our schools, universities and our political activities.
Can you see any way out of the present situation with regard to Israel?
هل ترون أي إمكانية لمخرج من الوضع الحالي ما يتعلق بإسرائيل؟
بالنسبة للبنان.
As far as Lebanon is concerned.
It isn't just Lebanon, it's also Palestine, of course.
المشكلة الرئيسية هي فلسطين.
The major problem is Palestine.
مع لبنان هم إذا خرجوا من الأرض اللبنانية وأطلقوا المعتقلين ولم يعتدوا على لبنان لن يكون هناك مشكلة في جنوب لبنان.
Now with Lebanon, if they come out of Lebanese territories, if they release the prisoners and if they don't launch aggressions on Lebanon, that won't be a problem.
سوف تبقى المسألة سياسية حينها.
Then the issue will remain political issue.
الموضوع الأساسي هو فلسطين.
The major issue is Palestine.
هذا يرتبط بالفلسطينيين.
And this has to do with the Palestinians.
نحن لسنا في موقع النقاوة بالنيابة عن الفلسطينيين.
We are in no place to decide for the Palestinians.
ماذا يقبلون وماذا يرفضون.
Whether to accept or not to accept.
لكن إذا تسألني عن توقعاتي.
But if you ask me about my expectations.
أنا أقول لك أن السياسة التي استخدمت حتى الآن مع الفلسطينيين.
I tell you the policy that has been used up till now with the Palestinians.
والتي كان من نتائجها الآن فوز حماس.
And the result of which was the victory of Hamas.
لا تؤشر أن هناك من يتعاطى بعقلانية مع الموضوع الفلسطيني.
Do not indicate that there is someone who is dealing with rationally with the issue of Palestine.
الذين انتخبوا قبل 10 سنوات حركة فتح انتخبوها على أساس برنامجها.
Those who elected 10 years ago Fatah elected it on the grounds of its political platform.
صحيح أن السيد ياسر عرفات له رمزية خاصة.
Of course, Mr. Yasser Arafat had special symbolism.
لكن كثير من هؤلاء الناس في الضفة وفي القطاع كانوا يراهنون على عملية تسوية.
But many people in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank were betting on a settlement process.
ما فعله الإسرائيليون بياسر عرفات
What the Israelis did to Yasser Arafat
وما فعلوه خلال العام الماضي بأبو مازن
And what they did in the past year to Abu Mazen
بين هلالين
Cool.
لا يوجد إنسان فلسطيني
Just between parentheses There is no Palestinian human being
حتى ولو كان يؤمن بالسلام مع إسرائيل
Even if he or she believes and peace with Palestine
يتحمل أن يجلس شارون
Can stand or can take it if Sharon
ويضع أبو مازن أمامه على الطاولة
and puts Abu Mazen in front of him on the table
ويبث في التلفزيون الإسرائيلي
and this had to be broadcast on Israeli TV
كيف يوجه شارون الإهانات لأبو مازن
how he is insulting Abu Mazen Sharon how Sharon is insulting Abu
Mazen بعد كل هذه السنوات
after all these years
الفلسطينيين حصلوا على فتات يعني إلى 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 الانتفاضة إلى ما قبل الانتفاضة الأخيرة
يعني من 93 للانتفاضة الأخيرة
يعني إلى 2000
meaning between 1993 and the year 2000 the Palestinians only got the crumbs of bread you know small pieces of bread nothing of value
حتى غزة حصلوا عليها بالمقاومة وليس بالمفاوضات
even the Gaza Strip they got it through resistance not through negotiations
جاوبوا التسوية المفاوضات مع الإسرائيليين.
No, they tried negotiations with the Israelis.
أراضيهم بعد تحت الاحتلال.
Their land is still under occupation.
حتى 67.
Even the land that was occupied in 1967 is still under occupation.
سواهم في السجون.
Their prisoners are still in prisons.
ما استطاعوا أن يفعلوا شيء.
They could do nothing.
ليس هناك أفق موضوع أمام الفلسطينيين.
There is no horizon, no future for the.
رئيس بوش يقول للفلسطينيين اقبلوا بما يعرضه عليكم شارون.
Now President Bush tells the Palestinians to accept whatever Sharon offers you.
أنا أقول لكم.
I can tell you.
لن تجدوا فلسطينيا يقبل بما يعوده شارون.
You will never find one Palestinian who accepts what Sharon is offering.
الذين صوتوا لحماس.
Those who voted for Hamas.
صوتوا لبرنامج سياسي.
Voted for a political platform.
ليس لشخص خالد مشعل أو محمود الزهار.
Not for the person of Khaled Mashal or Mahmoud Zahar.
هؤلاء التزموا أمام شعب فلسطين لبرنامج واضح.
These people committed themselves in front of the Palestinian people to a clear platform.
جزء من البرنامج.
Part of this platform.
أساسي المقاومة.
A major part of this platform is resistance.
لأنها أثبتت حتى الآن.
Because it has proven up till now.
هي التجربة الوحيدة.
That it is the only experience.
لاستعادة أرض محتلة.
To recover or regain.
لإطلاق سواحل سوى معتقلين.
To liberate prisoners.
لفرض شروط على الإسرائيليين.
To impose conditions on the Israelis.
ياسر عرفات. اعترف بثلثي فلسطين للإسرائيليين.
Now ياسر عرفات recognized, meaning abandoned, two-thirds of Palestine and meaning to the Israelis.
لم يستطع أن يطلق سراح الأسرى
الفلسطينيين. But he couldn't have the release of the Israeli Palestinian detainees.
كل اللي أطلقوا له إياه مئات من السجناء الجنائيين.
The only people they released were hundreds of criminal detainees.
يعني لصوص, مخدرات, تهريب, تزوير.
Trafficking, poaching.
أمام المناضلي فتح.
As for the freedom fighters of Fatah.
لم يطلق له إلا اثنين أو ثلاثة لأنه كانوا حيموتوا يعني.
Three, لأنه.
كانوا حيموتوا يعني.
Because they were about to die just.
في الوقت الذي يرى العالم. كيف حزب الله
when the world sees how Hezbollah
يخرج المعتقلين من السجون الإسرائيلية
detainees out of Israeli prisons
من خلال التفاوض
through negotiations
بورقة أسرى إسرائيل
with the card of Israeli prisoners.
يعني تقديم التنازلات الإسرائيليين حتى الآن يثبت بأنهم يطلبون المزيد من التنازلات ولا يقدمون لك شيئا.
Meaning offering concessions to the Israelis just proves that the Israelis will ask for even more concessions.
أنا أريد أن أؤكد لكم.
I want to affirm to you.
أن حركات المقاومة.
That the resistance
في منطقتنا.
In our region.
تحظى بأكبر شعبية.
Have the largest popularity.
لم يشهد لها التاريخ المعاصر مثيلا.
That have a popularity that modern history has not seen the like of.
هذا لم يكن قبل 15 عاما.
This wasn't the case 15 years ago.
لذلك أعتقد أن الأمور للأمام أصعب.
Therefore, things in the future will be tougher, will be more.
خصوصاً إذا استمرت هذه العقلية في إدارة الأمور.
Especially if this mentality remains in running affairs.
بعقلية سيد بوش وعقلية سيد شارون وأولمرت ونتنياهو. لا أعتقد أنه يمكن الوصول إلى تسوية.
Or Olmert, I don't believe it's possible to reach a settlement.
The question I have is there a strategy to release Lebanese prisoners in Israel?
هل هناك استراتيجية لإطلاق سراح الأسرى اللبنانيين في إسرائيل؟
الاستراتيجية الوحيدة الممكنة هي أن تعمل ليصبح لديك أسرى من الجنود الإسرائيليين وتفاوض عليهم لتطلق سراح أسرى. ليس هناك طريق آخر.
The only possible strategy is for you to have Israeli prisoners, soldiers as prisoners, and then you negotiate with the Israelis in order to have your prisoners.
يعني هنا لا يوجد خيارات حتى تنتخب حتى تختار.
Here, this is the only choice. Here, you don't have multiple choices in order for you to choose one of them. You have
only one choice. إما أن يبقى هؤلاء في السجون.
You have two options: either to have these prisoners or detainees remain in Israeli prisons.
أو تأخذ تأسر جنديا إسرائيليا وتبادل
or to capture an Israeli soldier.